Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 4, we were talking about the real meaning of true love. Let's pick up with that thought today.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Now, in verse 7, he says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Now, I find this is an interesting passage. True Love magazines and paperbacks had their heyday when there was not a cable and internet and cell phone generation going on. Teenage girls were absorbed in these little magazines, and so often preachers preached about housewives who had piles of them in their house that they read while their husbands were at work. By the way, back then, families were glad to live on the husband's income, and so they didn't have to live in a 3,000 square foot home, 2,000 square foot home, or whatever. They would just simply, it would seem like they'd just simply be satisfied with what they could have and make the most of it as a family. Now, it seems that things just have changed over the years. It seems like at age 40, things have changed in your own personal life, as a matter of fact. When you're a young teen up to the age of 40, you are very romantic. After 40, you are more rheumatic, okay? And I think I can just see some ladies out there giving their husbands the eyeball right now. But that old husband can't help it, so ladies, forgive him. Now, our text deals with true love. And it's very important that you get the context of it. If you have true love for someone else, and it's mutual, then you will have that is described in chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. "That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye may also have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full." Fellowship. And the Bible word actually means partnership, and was often used for describing the relationship between a husband and a wife. So fellowship, that is a partnership with God, will also bring you into a partnership with others who are in partnership with God. Now, it's possible to be saved, but not in that fellowship, that partnership, because you're not really working with God. And there are things between your soul and the Savior. But in a true fellowship, you have a true love. And so you have fellowship with others who are also in that fellowship with God. And it will always be with God and his Son, Jesus Christ. Now, if you have it for real, then you will have fullness of joy in Jesus Christ. And that is why you can have trials, as described by the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 30, in which he was beaten with rods and whips and all the terrible things that happened to him, and yet right from a prison cell, a book of Philippians, on which the subject seems to be overwhelmingly that of joy. And my friend, never allow the trials to rob you of joy, nor take you from the place of your calling. You see, my friend, true love is enduring love. Again, a true love is an enduring love. It endures. Now, in verses 5 and 6 of this text, it says, they are of the world, therefore, and that's here chapter 4, should I say, they are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. You ever wonder why some church people get mad, and some that name the name of Christ get mad at us who preach the word as it is to men as they are, that we name sin and so forth, and we speak of the only way of salvation is Jesus Christ, we preach repentance and faith, and say, they get upset with us. You say, "What? Well, why? Well, they're of the world. Their heart is still in the world. They love the world. They love the things that are in the world. Therefore, they speak of the world, and the world heareth them. But if we preach the word as it is to men as they are, without compromise, then understand, those of the world will hate to hear us. They won't want to hear us." Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15 says this, speaking the truth in love. Those who are of the world will not want truth that names sin. Their definition of love compromises with and tolerates sin. But that's not God's true love. It's kind of like the people in Isaiah chapter 30, verses 9 through 11, that got upset with some preachers that were preaching it as it is. They said, prophesy not unto us right things. Don't prophesy unto us the truth. They were saying, prophesy unto us smooth things. Make us feel good about ourselves, what they're saying, and quit preaching this stuff that you're preaching, which was what God had given them to preach. And so that caused problems for those people. But good prophets, as Isaiah, preached it as it is to men as they are, because that's what God gave them to do. Now, verse 6 there, we've seen what the world does. They that are of the world speak of the world. When their heart is in the world, your heart will govern your mouth, and then as a result, your lips will be talking about things of the world more than you do the things of Christ. You'll be talking about ball games, you'll be talking about pleasures, you'll be talking about hobbies, you'll be talking about everything else, and you'll be into, whether it's politics or anything else, you'll be into everything else but the things of God. But verse 6 says, we're of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. I tell you what, you go into a church, you hear a preacher preach. He may say a lot of things that sound good, but it's not really the word of God. There's a lot of compliments, a lot of laughs, a lot of everything else, but the word of God. But when a man preaches the word as it is to men as they are, preaching the truth in love, if somebody knows God, they'll listen to it, and they'll apply it to their lives, that they'll seek to forsake if it says to forsake something, and to add if it says to add something. But listening to what comes out of the person's mouth tells you whether it's the spirit of truth or the spirit of error that's in his mouth. Because if it's the spirit of error, his sermon would be filled more with the world, and we have liberty to do these things that make our flesh feel good rather than to walk in the spirit. Now, somebody may not like me for what I preach. That's fine. But one thing I say, someone comes to Central Baptist Church, what they cannot deny is that we preach the word. Now, if they don't like that, there's nothing I can do about that. And if preaching the word doesn't move their heart, if it doesn't move them, I can't move them. So if the word of God doesn't move a person, I can't move the person. When you're preaching the word as it is to men as they are, it is a form of pure and holy love. How do we know? Well, John 17:17, Jesus said, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." Do you know why people got so mad at Jesus in his day and wanted to crucify him, put him to death? Well, John 7:7 gives the answer. His earthly brothers, those that were born after him to Mary, were saying, "Hey, go up to Jerusalem. You know, if you're this prophet and all that, hey, you ought to get there and get your name out there and get involved and do these things." He said, "Well, you guys go on up. My time is not yet." Then he added there, verse 7, "The world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify of their deeds, their works. They are evil." And he used the plural in order for them to see that he was very specific about many different sins. And I'm not just saying a general word for sin. He was in to specifics when he preached. And so they hated him. He preached specifically against false doctrine, against the way they added to the word and took away from the word, about fleshly sins. I mean, one of the reasons that you see a Mary Magdalene, that's when you see the woman at the well, he named their sin, but they turned from it. He let them know there's also a way of salvation. So again, they preach the truth as it is to men as they are. Jesus said, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." His lips spoke the truth to that woman at the well. "You've had 5 husbands, and the guy that you are living with now is not your husband." Did I say that right? And of course, she had to admit, yeah. He said the woman at John 8 that's caught in a very act of adultery, he says, "Are your accusers nobody here to stone you?" "No, they're all gone," she said. He said, "Then I don't condemn you. Go and sin no more." He let her know what she was doing was sin, it was wrong, and he called her to repent. Look, here's 2 women that did some very evil things, but Christ not only named it, but he also let them know that there was forgiveness, but it was predicated upon their repentance and faith in him. So, as we are looking here at our text here in verse 7, we begin to see these things manifested. For an example, we see here in verse 7, he says, "Beloved, let us love one another." Now, don't let this scare you when I say the Greek, okay? But the Greek here places this phrase in the continuous and active voice. And you say, "What in the world does that mean?"
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, "May the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today."
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, "May God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus."
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.